Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPW, share number 136. Vice Meeting for Women, share number 136. So we mentioned many times, and you can listen to Mrs. Davis Shiurim as well, that very often happens in married life. We always said that intimacy, physical sexual intimacy, needs to be very high priority in a married life. No matter how busy a couple is, and no matter how low or high any sex drive is, it's important to stay connected physically that way on a consistent, continuous basis. One of those issues that we have, and we told Seth many times, a wife, when she's not up to it, she's overwhelmed, tired, whatever it is, she has a right to say no to her husband. She needs to do it with sensitivity and care and always with an openness. I'd love to be with you, and let's work together to make it happen when it needs to happen. And if it can't be tonight, I'm not feeling well, or I'm going to be home very late, or I'm overwhelmed, or whatever it is, and then we'll make it up tomorrow night, or whatever it is, with a kindness, with a derech eretz. But to be aware, though, which is very important to understand in the sensitivity aspects of it, is that one of the greatest threats to a husband's sense of worth is his sexuality. When we talk to the men, we explain that it shouldn't be this way, that it shouldn't connect their self-esteem with that. But very often when they hear that no, and that no is done in an insensitive or nonchalant way, he feels very hurt and he feels misunderstood and not loved and not cared for. It may not be rational that one of the greatest threats to a husband's sense of worth is his sexuality. It may not be irrational, but very often that's what it is. He truly desires that response. And it's not just one-dimensional. Some women think that it's always because they have just that one-dimensional track, that they have just that instinct or drive and they need to release and that's all they care about. That's not really true. Very often is what they thrive on is the response, the connection to make them feel loved. Your interest in them makes them feel special. And when they feel that way and they feel sexually fulfilled, and it's amazing what they will do for their wives. There's no harm in that. And it just will make it easier for them to connect emotionally. This is the way it works a lot. And men need to understand women's nature. And we talk to men not to take it personally and to work through that. But the truth is this is the way it works, that a wife typically, before wanting to be physically connected, they need that tenderness and love. With a husband, the reverse is often true. They need a sexual release and that interaction in order to experience that tenderness. So it's like a catch-22 type of thing. But the idea is it's normal that men and women are different this way, generally speaking. It could often be the reverse, but generally speaking, men are ready for sex immediately. Wife could just say, I'm interested, and boom, within a second, the husband's ready to go. That's his teva. That's part of his nature. Doesn't mean he's an animal. Doesn't mean he's one-dimensional. Doesn't mean he's not erlich. Doesn't mean he doesn't have shmiras einayim. He can have all of these things and be erlich and loyal and dedicated, but that's part of his nature. Women, generally speaking, not always, but generally they're different. They think about the sex aspects much less frequently. The movies have these crazy things where the women are always interested. That's a falsehood. It's a nonsense. It's not true in real life. And so this is the idea. So the idea being, by a woman, the fact that she's less interested is normal. Just like by a husband, if he's more interested, that's equally normal. So we talked about how to work it through and how to figure out a way to get to a point where, you know, it's easier to go about it. We talk to the husbands that no matter what, they always need to treat their wives with respect and with honor. Right? No wife wants to feel that her husband sees her just as a sex object or using her for his sexual pleasure. Most husbands are not that way. Baruch Hashem, they are truly not. That's why it's very important for you to gauge if you see overall that he treats you with derech eretz in the nida period and in other periods, and he's generally there for you. He could be human, he could make mistakes, but overall he's a dedicated husband. So don't take the fact that he's turned on sexually Here we go again. One dimensional. Even though you're not in the mood, it's most likely then you'll feel more irritated. And why is he interested? Chutzpah. You can't think along those lines. And it's not one dimensional. And it's not necessarily selfish. It's part of his nature. And if he's trying to do all his other areas of his life, trying to be the best husband he can be, this is part of it. And you can't get annoyed at him for being interested when you're not. You just have to work through it in a normal way. So that is very, very common thing also, is that when, if let's say there's an issue going on in the marriage, it's easier for him to put it into compartments. And he says, well, I could connect sexually even, so we have an issue, we'll deal with the issue, but we could connect sexually, what's the big deal? By a woman, sometimes, no, they need to talk it through. If they're still upset about something, whether pertaining to the husband, even if not pertaining to the husband, they need to talk it through or process it. So give yourself time to process it. Sometimes you may tell your husband, you know, I have a lot to do tonight, help me with it. And then we could get ready earlier, put the kids to sleep earlier, and then we could be with each other. Let him work with you on it. Sometimes it could be from sexual abuse in the past that creates this negative sexual feelings. Sometimes it could be the culture. You have this a lot with the right-wing Christian communities, where because they're taught often that sex is dirty, it's a sin, it's just necessary evil and all that stuff, and it holds back and represses the women from even feeling this. Some cultures in the Jewish aspects, Baruch Hashem, it got a lot better. In all communities, it got a lot better to recognize that's not the case, and it's a beautiful thing. And there's nothing wrong. As a matter of fact, it's healthy to embrace normal, healthy sexuality and to enjoy it. So again, we talk to the men, and we gave a shiur for the men, a few shiur for the men. How, you know, on one hand, wives need to say no with a sensitivity, or like keep it open-ended if they're not in the mood now, or whatever it is, they work through it and do that with sensitivity. But at the same time, he needs to not take it so personally, especially when it's done the right way. But you have to recognize that there's a sensitivity there. And they have as much as macho as men seem to be and strong and whatever it is, they get very hurt with a no. And especially if it's not done in a sensitive way or in a nonchalant way or I couldn't care less type of way, it's very hurtful for the husband to hear these things. He senses sometimes, whether rightfully or wrongfully, he starts believing, you know, I'm not, it's not, you know, you're that you're in your mindset, you're not worth my effort, or I don't do anything right, or I'm not attracted to you anymore, or the kids are a bigger priority than him, and so on and so forth. When the husband receives these messages, even if the wife doesn't intend to, very often he feels rejected and reacts in several different ways. And we talk to the husband to be careful not to react in these ways. He may withdraw sexually and emotionally. He feels disrespected or hurt, and it's hard for him to verbalize it, so he may withdraw. He feels he's a failure. That's the issue. Doesn't mean you can't say no. Again, Mrs. Davis had beautiful shiurim on it. I don't remember the exact title of it, where she talks about how to go about saying no when the husband is interested and you know you can't and you need to say no, how to do it the right way. You listen to those shiurim and do it the right way. And we talk to the husband to take it the right way, but recognize the sensitivity. That it's a feeling of rejection on the husband. That's the way he feels. And he shuts down. He has to learn not to, but that's what he'll often do. Sometimes he may get angry or resentful. And it doesn't necessarily have to come across as a aggressive way of showing anger or resentment. It could be a passive-aggressive way that all of a sudden it's like he won't listen, or he'll avoid contact, or he'll come late home from work, or he won't call you as often. Sometimes it will be overt, like a criticism and harsh comment. This is very often, and I think it was Rev Henkin, or maybe Rev Igda Miller, very often, when there's arguments and wives and Rav, our mentor, makes shalom, and they're arguing about this topic, that topic, the other topic, very often it's just they beat around the bush, and really it's this intimacy aspect where he feels rejected and hurt, and she feels, you know, pressured, whatever it is, those type of things need to be worked out. Sometimes it's a very sore point spot in the marriage, the sexual aspects. One needs to daven for siyata d'shmaya for this. Don't think there's one address to turn to, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You ask Hashem for siyata d'shmaya in every aspect of your life, this is no different. You ask Hashem to help guide us together as a married couple on the physical sexual relationship as well. That it should be healthy, that it should be healthy balanced, that it should be done the right way. You ask for siyata d'shmaya. Husband should ask for siyata d'shmaya to handle these no's in a healthier way. A wife needs to ask siyata d'shmaya that when she does need to say no, to do it with a sensitivity and derech eretz. And then with the yearning to be together in a healthy way, that you love each other and to avoid those aspects that could happen when there is that withdrawal or that no. And if it's more than often, then there's an isolation, there's a resentment, there's a bitterness, there's even a depression. It needs to be avoided. Again, there's no excuse. We talked about it very often, but the men, that they are, even though they could be vulnerable to escape unhealthily, if they hear a no too often or they don't have that outlet at home, but they can't use this as an excuse. Instead, they need to work through it with their wives pertaining to this area. But a wife needs to know that it is a responsibility. It does not mean, and again, Mrs. Davis also said this many times, that's not why you're together. You're together not so he should avoid unhealthy escapes. You're together because you're one and you want to express love to each other and create that unity. That's the tachlis of it. But again, the Chazal do not ignore this aspect either. They do express often that it's a vulnerable point, that if you have a strong, healthy sexual connection, a husband and wife, wife to husband, it is much stronger and it's much easier to stay faithful. It's much easier to maintain sexual boundaries. It's much, much easier to do that, while if the behavior is weakened in this area and the intimate life gets weaker, then he does become more vulnerable to these temptations. Doesn't make it as an excuse. No excuse at all, but it contributes. So wife's behavior, sometimes if the no is said with a harshness, insensitivity, a lack of kindness, a lack of derech eretz, it does create more of a vulnerability there. It's something that women need to be aware of and to be sensitive to. So this is really the question. He needs to know, whether you're in the mood or not, or whatever it is, he needs to know that we're connected, not just intellectually, not just spiritually, not just emotionally, but in a sexual way too, in a physically intimate way too. Yes, to dress provocatively for your husband's eyes only is important to many husbands. It is. And if that's a matana you give him, you give him. With special dresses that you wear, special underwear that you wear, whatever it may be, is a chesed for your husband, and your husband reciprocates to you emotionally and physically. To recognize sensitivity when the husband's sexual needs build up, you can initiate the sexual with him. To flirt with him sometimes, to fulfill his sexual desires. And we talk about it the other way around too. Again, remember when we talk, you know, that's the difficulty of someone like myself, who's a male, giving the shiurim, to stress often, again and again and again, that it's a two-way street, and I emphasize on the men's side their responsibilities equally and even more than I do over here when I'm talking to the women about these subjects. So always keep that in mind. You could have fun during sex. Fun. Fun meaning not kalas reish, not vulgarity, nothing like that, but kalos, like the Chazainish says, a certain fun freeness there. It is healthy to love him fully. And when he does open up emotionally, we talk to him, let him open up, then there should be an emotional deep connection there as well. There's no way to get around it. The sexual plays a major role in a husband's process and in his Mahal HaChaim, and yes, in his Ruchniyistika development as well. A healthy sexual life in marriage helps him spiritually. His Shabbos is a better Shabbos. He'll be more motivated to get up earlier in the morning. He'll be more motivated to daven with a geshmak. He'll be more motivated to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. He'll be more motivated to work on his midas when the sexual aspects are there for him and for you both. If you need to say no, think about it. You could. Again, you have every right to. But don't say it right away. Think it through. Think it through. You gauge the situation. And you use your wisdom. And you make a decision to enjoy it. Very often, Mrs. Davis talked about it. Others talked about it. You don't have to get, let's say the arousal period is like 1 to 10. You don't have to get to 10. You don't even have to get to 5. You could even get to 0, not a negative, and that's good enough. Again, Michelle Wiener Davis said the same thing very often. That I wasn't into it, I wasn't even in the mood, but we started to engage, and once we did, I really enjoyed it. And sometimes the wife enjoys it more than the husband. Even though initially he had a stronger desire, the wife didn't, but they started interacting, and she had a better time than he did. This happens very, very often. Help your husband, show him how he can please you. He's not a mind reader. In bed, he's certainly not a mind reader. To automatically know what you want, no. You guide him with your hands, with your lip, whatever it is. I don't want to get explicit over here. Don't get over that shyness with him. Whatever you desire in the bedroom, you yourself, don't be shy about it. Don't be self-conscious about it. Be open about it. And ask your husband, even in an aggressive way, as long as it's a tzniyistic way, but an aggressive way, this is what I want. This makes me feel good. Please do this for me. Guide him with it. And that is really an idea. It's very, very important. There's more to say on this subject, but it's a longer share than I expected, but this is a very important topic. It's not discussed often. It's usually put in the back burner with all the things that we have to deal with in life and all the challenges that we have, that this becomes a very low on the priority list, and it's very important. It cannot become very low on a priority list. It must be a strong priority in a marriage. So this is the idea, and this opens up the healing spiritually and physically and emotionally as well. Bracha v'atzlacha.